fashionable wood burners are harming the environment. A new middle-class dilemma landed this week, sending the aspirational and image-conscious into a right old flap. This decade's emblem of aspiration and keeping up with the Joneses, the wood burner, was unmasked as environmental enemy number one. Far from the green alternative to burning fossil fuels and a stylish way to cut bills, log-burning stoves and open fires deliver far more than just a cosy glow. They are Britain's biggest source of dangerous air pollutant. Since fashion made wood burners desirable, there has been a 50% jump in the most dangerous type of air pollutant to human health, PM2.5 emissions, created from them between 2011 and 2021. Smoke spewing out of chimneys is contaminating the air and clogging lungs, exacerbating the risks of asthma and heart failure, especially in cities, and more than the UK's industrial processes. So an interior design choice is increasingly becoming a killer. It's a serious issue. Emissions in 2021 breached the legal limit for the first time since its introduction in 2020. So while total emissions of the tiny particulate matter linked to heart and lung problems, PM2.5, have fallen drastically since 1990, our obsession with wood burners in homes has pushed their emissions to overtake all other pollution sources, making them a key health hazard. With other dangerous substances like carbon monoxide in cities and towns, and pollution from traffic forms a lethal combination, exacerbating serious health risks. And they're not a healthy option indoors either. PM2.5, released by wood burning, floods the home as well as impacting the air outside. So by choosing to burn wood in our homes, we're hampering efforts to curb air pollution, making it a bigger polluter than the UK's factories and manufacturing plants. It's a killer. Inside, homes fitted with chargers for electric cars, medal-worthy recycling systems and veganery menus, families will be in a real spin now. I mean, what will people think at the black pool pumping from their roof? They might have eliminated diesel emissions, contribute to creating less methane by cutting out meat eating, and they won't be seen dead with single-use plastic and sent zero to landfill. But what they pump from their chimneys is choking lungs and is the real villain of the air pollution piece. So why did we not know this? Well, because no one asked. There's clearly a crass lack of awareness about just how dangerous to human health, especially in urban areas, wood burners can be. So will consciences be pricked now in a conflict of aesthetics versus environmental well-being? Oh, I doubt it. They look too nice, secure kudos, and they do their job. While emissions from cars, coal power stations and other sources have fallen, domestic burning accounted for 27% of all PM2.5 emissions in 2021. They look fantastic in interior design and radiate heat like nothing else. They deliver a certain smugness to the owner about using less or no gas, keeping bills down and doing their bit to reduce demand. Oh, how times change. Once the coal and the wood were old-fashioned and outdated with gas and electric fires, the sign of progress and aspirational modern living. And now it's artfully arranged piles of logs outside or stacked in indoor alcove that speak volumes about acquisition. Well, hopefully, people will see beyond the stylish stack now and see the burners for the deadly polluters they are. Simon Burkett, director of the Clean Air in London campaign, wants a ban on wood burning, which is opposed by the government. If there was more public information about the harm their emissions cause, we might see an about turn in the interests of the nation's health.